Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine, and you are just listening to Grateful. I love that song, and here we are one day after Christmas for much of the world, and today, Boxing Day in Canada and Australia, England. So for those of you who are celebrating Boxing Day today, I wish you a very happy Boxing Day and happy Kwanzaa, as Kwanzaa has begun. And I hope that all of your holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate, were joyous ones. And what do you have to be grateful for this last couple of weeks and this year? Because here we are now coming to a close of 2013. And 2013 has been a very challenging year for many of us. It probably stretched us to the brink as far as we can in many ways. that can be financially, family matters, every direction that you can think of. We've had some huge weather catastrophes this last year, which I am sorry to say, looks like are predicted to continue for 2014. But on the good note, in 2014, we are going to see some advances in psychic research, and new techniques will be being developed, and we'll see some new things coming out in the paranormal arena, which I'm excited about since that is part of my arena, my field. So I am live in the chat room if you would like to join me there. If you would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. You can, let's see, get some housekeeping done right at the beginning here so I don't forget. You can find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Twitter, I am Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. Facebook, my public page, which is where all the action happens, is Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. So like my Facebook page and you will get my posts that I post daily. Well, I post usually more than daily. But so like my Facebook page, that would be great. My website is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. That's my email. I'm looking at my Facebook page. My website is my name, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. Now, you only have, till the 31st, so that's 4 or 5 days left to take advantage of my special holiday offer, which is a 30-minute reading for only $50. I'm also offering a pack of gift certificates. If you buy 4, you get 1 free, and that is at the sale price of $50 for a half an hour reading, which you can also use that for coaching sessions if you prefer, because I do keep readings to a minimum over a period of a year for each individual person. But if you got some Christmas money yesterday and are looking for a positive direction to take your life in, looking for some guidance, I would be more than happy to work with you on that. And you can take advantage of my special holiday pricing before that runs out December 31st. So you can contact me to purchase that. You can pay. I take PayPal and credit cards. That is a phone or a Skype reading. And also, again, you can use the gift pack if you'd like to do personal coaching with me. And for that 4-pack, it's actually if you purchase 4 $50 gift certificates for the, you actually get a 5th one for free. So that would actually be 5 30-minute sessions with me. So I really encourage you to take advantage of that and get 2014 started off to a really great start, and it looks like it's going to be a really great year. We are coming into the year of the horse, the green horse or the wood horse, depending on which astrology you look at. And, it looks like it's going to be a year. The horse is all about spirit, freedom, determination. The horse is full of vitality and endurance, and that's what 2014 is going to bring for us. And we're already under the influence of the year of the horse, so it doesn't officially start until the first week of February. But this year coming in is all about if you want to make a difference in the world, and you know how to make it happen. This is going to be your year. This is all a year about leaders. It's about change and making a difference. And really, this is going to set the stage. This next year, the leaders that we see advance to the forefront are going to be the ones that are going to really set the stage for the next 25 years. So are you a leader? Are you interested in taking the stage somewhere. And it doesn't have to be a huge stage. It can be, a local stage, whether you're an entertainer or an intuitive like I am. This is the year to really take your work forward. And this year, also, for people in alternative medicine, if you are a Reiki practitioner or quantum touch or whatever you happen to do, Chinese medicine, so forth, this is going to be a really abundant year for all of us in the alternative field, because people are really going to be craving a more peaceful and harmonious existence this year on a personal level and on a level of dealing with health challenges. So this will be a great year for all of those in the alternative medical field. So if you are thinking about or interested in alternative medicine, then I highly encourage you to start taking some workshops and learn what it's all about. Not because it's going to be a good year for alternative practitioners, but because it is a direction that we're going, I don't want to say going forward to, because it's really a direction we're going back to. This is really more of the original medicine that we experienced up until the 21st century. Because we just started with the allopathic medicine in the middle of the 1940s, 50s. So this is, that's when the big push really sort of came on. So it's really less than 70 years that we've been dealing with this Western medicine, so to say. And Western medicine is great for some things. You know, if you break a leg, you certainly want to go have that addressed with Western medicine. But there are many other things that can be more effectively addressed with Eastern or alternative medicine, such as allergies and things like that. And let's see. So this year, people who are born under the sign of Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio are going to have a year with things that mean a lot to them. Being with friends, perhaps traveling, you may have some new romance or have a romance that is re-inspired. And it's a great year if you're interested in learning a new language to get on that. You're never too old to learn. Studying quantum physics in my mid to late 40s, and my son, who is a college student, was like, "What? You understand this stuff?" Because I did not really enjoy school when I was younger. And part of it is, you're in a room with all these other energies, and I didn't know a lot about protecting myself energetically and things like that at the time. So, I would pick up everybody else's energies. And plus, I don't really learn it best in a classroom setting environment. I really learn hands-on much better than in a traditional classroom, which for those of you who are parents or grandparents and have kids who are struggling in school, it can be so difficult because our school systems just deal in teaching in the rote, one-way type of learning. And so if your children or grandchildren are having those problems, I really encourage you to encourage them to find out what works for them. And sometimes it's finding a different school system, such as a Waldorf school or so forth, if that's possible in your capabilities of financially doing that. But so if you're not able to do that, then I really encourage you to seek out people who can support you with those children who have challenges in the typical school setting. Diet is really, really important for these kids who are sensitive. It's really important that they stay away from sugar, and especially artificial sugars, sweeteners, and colors. And I don't want to get too much into that subject tonight because that's not our topic of focus. It's really looking back on 2013 and looking forward to 2014. But we will do a show on kids coming on in 2014. And I'll have Jessica Lamlott on from the Psychic Reading Guides. We are actually working on a program getting together for sensitive kids. So we started that this year and had some roadblocks put in our way, and weren't able to accomplish what we desired by the end of this year on that project. However, we are in the process of regrouping, and I'm looking forward to getting back on that project in 2014. What has gone on in your life this last year in 2013? I know for me, it's been one of tremendous challenges. Those of you who listen to my show know about my brother's passing August 22nd, and that was to suicide, which was, of course, needless to say, terribly traumatic for all of us, and it was such a huge loss. And, of course, at the holiday season, you feel that loss all over again, being the first holiday. And I've had many people this year who have lost loved ones, and no matter how we lose them, it's always a difficult thing because we don't have the physical presence with us any longer, which is one reason why I feel so blessed to do what I do, because I'm able to bring comfort to those who have experienced loss within their families and within their lives. And, you know, fortunately, because I am able to do what I do, I was so able to communicate with my brother right the day that he passed away. And that was a huge comfort to me. And we had many interactions the first month, especially. So though it's difficult losing the physical presence, I'm so grateful that I can connect. And I'm very grateful that I can connect for you with your people as well. Because not all of us have that, have fine-tuned our ability to be able to do that. We all have an intuitive sense or an intuitive ability, but it's like anything in our lives. The more we practice, the better we get at something. However, we are born in with certain qualities or certain talents that we will excel in because it's part of our journey this lifetime. And intuitive readings or being highly intuitive may not be one of the things that you chose to work on this lifetime. And that's where people like me come in. Now, you know, we're all different levels. There are some who are beginners. There are some who have been at this in their practice for 20 years and still are at a beginner level. So really know who you're working with and really feel confident and trust whoever it is that you're working with, because it's really an important thing. I take what I do very seriously, and I would be less than professional if I didn't. But there are a lot of people out there who, you know, do this just for the money, or the money is a big part of their drive to excel. But I don't mean excel in a positive way and getting better. I mean it in a way of excel of filling their pockets. So really know who you're working with. And, you know, I often get people who are looking for free readings. And if I'm, you know, I do the radio show where I offer that you can call in and you can have a reading on the radio show. I do not, however, give free readings online or on Facebook or so forth, because I do give a lot of my time to many different events. And I also believe that each individual needs to have some type of commitment to really benefit both parties. So, you know, if you are in a place where financially you can't afford a reading, I mean, I'm very reasonable. I'm also very good not to toot my own horn. However, I am confident in what I do, and I've had years of great teachers and so forth. So, again, really know who you're working with and be sure that they are of the light. And I don't know where that came from. I'm letting spirit guide me, which I often do. But that wasn't part of anything that I had written for the show tonight. Okay, so let's see. Where are we? 2013. We're talking about a year of great challenges for so many of us. I had many ups and downs this year, like many of you out there, health challenges, family challenges, and coming into the holidays, we really tend to feel that even more so. And I had started posting holiday tips to help you have a less stressful holiday, the week before Christmas, I guess. And my boyfriend's mom was battling cancer, lung cancer, since the end of October. And she took a turn for the worst at the end of last week. So I chose to stop making the videos because I felt that it was important to focus on my son who was home from college and also my boyfriend and his family in helping them getting through what was the loss of their mom or Nana and especially being so close to the holidays. And she passed very peacefully Monday night, which I was a part of all that. And, they're really a remarkable family because in these times, this can be when family gets really crazy. And because it's so stressful when we lose a loved one. And this family came together. They took care of her. Whatever she needed, she was able to stay home. And no one ever complained about what load they were carrying. And if they needed help, they asked for it. And other people were happy to step in and where it was needed. And the same is going along with her estate. They are just handling it very well altogether. So it's really been nice for me because in my own family, I didn't experience that. So it's been really remarkable experience going through this with them and seeing how well that they've handled it. So, again, I had chose, therefore, to put my time and focus into the people that are close around me. So you guys are so important to me, but I just couldn't go in so many directions. And I got sick in the middle of it. So I've been sick now for 8 days. And so not last week, you probably remember if you were listening, that I was saying I had a scratchy throat and had some things going on. And I thought it was from the rock salts that I had been spreading for 2 days for the slipperiness here in the Northeast. We had had a snowstorm. And I believe that's what started the whole thing because it gave whatever this is that I ended up picking up a chance to set in, having weakened my respiratory. So I have been on the mend with that. And now, finally, with my Alchemy of the Earth open house finished, that was last week for several days, and the holidays behind us, now I'm taking some much-needed time to just rest. In fact, I was in my pajamas until about 2 hours ago. So, which I keep telling you guys things like that, sharing with you what's going on in my life. So, there are so many of you I know who are listening either live or to the replay who have had so many challenges in your life this year. And again, physical challenges, financial challenges, all sorts of things. And luckily, thank goodness, it looks like the stars and the universe is taking some consideration and giving us what looks like it's going to be a better year all around for us in 2014. So we've talked a little bit about alternative medicine, and people will be seeking out more alternative practitioners. And really, what do you want to make a difference with this year? You know, I choose not to do resolutions. You may or may not, because I find that so many people make resolutions, and by the end of January, by February, middle of February at the best, those resolutions are long forgotten about. So how about just making a commitment to be a better you in 2014? Whatever that means for you. It could mean that you're a better you by taking better care of yourself. You might mean that you get out and take a walk, a brisk walk for 10 minutes a day to improve your health. Or you may choose to quit smoking, which is a fabulous thing. You may choose to spend more time with family. You may advance in your career, whatever it is. But how about if you make a commitment to you to be a better you, to be a happier you? Because when you are happy, other people around you feel happier. And you're only responsible for you. You're not responsible for anyone else in your life, though. If you're a mom or a dad or a grandparent, you may have the responsibility of having children in the house and raising children, but that's a different type of responsibility than what we're talking about here today. You know, this is a personal responsibility to you to be the best you you can be, so you can be on course, on your chart, to get the most out of this lifetime that you have chosen be here now to live in. I really feel like we sort of make these agreements before we come and put the big pieces in of what we want to accomplish and learn here in this lifetime. And I also believe that we have many, many lifetimes. As a certified past life regression therapist through the Weiss Institute, Brian Weiss, I've had experiences, many experiences myself being regressed and also regressing clients as well. And it's such an amazingly healing thing. And I believe that from lifetime to lifetime, we choose certain things to learn and to grow spiritually. And very often the biggest challenges are what gives us the biggest opportunity for personal growth. And 2013 certainly give that to many of us, really big challenges. And again, it could be health or money or multiple of things. So how much have you grown in 2013? And now what new challenges or things in 2014 are you looking forward to? So I just want to say, hey, to you guys in the chat room, hope that you guys had a fabulous holiday for those of you who celebrated Christmas there in the chat room, and those of you, again, who are listening live or in the future. Thank you so much for joining me and taking time out of your busy day and your busy holiday season. So a lot of us are winding down now. Some of you still may be traveling over this holiday week or weekend, being with the holidays in the middle of the week. So I hope whatever that you did do for the holidays or are doing in the next week, that you keep safe and that you enjoy your family time or your time with friends. And capitalize on this great time that we have coming into 2014. So let's see. Back a little bit to the green horse and the year of the horse in 2014. Those born under the sign of Leos, Aries, and Sagittarius will have great opportunities and be focused more on their careers this year and have really awesome money-making potential for this next year, 2014. And earth signs, such as Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, will all be about all about relationships and changes that will lead them to happiness. It'll be about more open communication, with those who you love, and secrets from the past coming forward. So those are some of the little tidbits there for some of the signs for 2014 under the sign of the horse. Now, on a bigger picture, or not a bigger picture, but a different picture, and this is the not the Chinese astrology, but regular astrology, which I don't actually know. I guess there's a name for it, but we'll just say astrology for 2014. It's going to be a year about deciding relationships, because Mars and Venus are both going to be retrograde in 2014. And especially the first month into January, until January 31st, now is really a time of evaluating our relationships and figuring out what is worth pursuing and what letting go. If you start a new relationship in this time, then it will be a stretch for that relationship to be a long-term relationship because of what's going on astrologically wise, though you could end up having a good friend out of that relationship if it's a romantic relationship. So that relationship could continue, but in a different aspect. We have our Mercury retrograde in February, which those are always challenges, especially for someone like me who has four planets in Virgo, and Virgo is ruled by Mercury. So Mercury retrogrades are always a challenge for me, as for many signs out there, but especially for me. So the first quarter of the year, Jupiter being retrograde, it's really going to challenge our faith, and especially around the end of February, with the we've got the Mercury retrograde going on, the Jupiter retrograde, Venus. Well, that retrograde will be over because that's until January 31st. But around the end of February, around the 24th, is really going to sort of be the highlight on our relationships or our faith being tested. So that's a little bit of January and into February. Again, you know, relationships that start now and into January will have, you know, a lot to live up to and may not make the grade. So, but that's all, it's all good. Every relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, it's all pieces of our puzzle in learning more about ourselves and moving forward to being the best we can be. And then moving into April through June, April's going to be a pretty challenging month, it looks like. If you start early in the year, for example, in February particularly, if you start something in the month of February, such as talking about divorce or legal action or things like that, you do not want to follow through with that in April or begin some type of proceedings in April or being the initiator, because the planets are set up for whoever's initiation before the lunar eclipse will lose the case. So just a little food for thought there. Hopefully, you know, you guys are all doing well in your relationships. And if you're not, that's good information to have. So let's see, that's just a quick overview of April. And then, excuse me, I'm still a little nasally because I'm still a little stuffed up. And so I apologize for that. And May looks like it's going to be pretty calm compared to April. And then we go into another Mercury retrograde in June. So that's all I'm going to touch on for the moment on that. So again, if you missed my what do we call that? Oh, yeah, housekeeping at the beginning. I would just want to let you guys know how to find me when I'm off the air. You can find my website at www.cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. Follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Facebook, and my Facebook public page where all the action happens is Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. My private page, if you have trouble finding my public page because it's so long, is cynthia.fontaine.142. Now, I do get hundreds of emails a day, so the best way to contact me is send me a direct message on Facebook or go to my website and send me a contact request form, because those go directly into my hot box in my mail, and I see those request forms. And again, if remember, my holiday sale is only for five more days until December 31st. So if you received some Christmas, let's say, bonuses, and you've been wanting a reading or looking for some coaching, please check out my holiday specials. Again, they're only good for five more days, where you can get a package of five 30-minute sessions for only $200, which is a huge, huge, huge savings. The normal price for that is $375. Or you can get an individual reading for $50, and that's for 30 minutes. Let me just catch my breath here for a second. I am going to take a quick break, which you guys know I normally do not do, but I really need to have a quick something to drink here. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will be right back.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
All that I am,
everything I see, everything I hope.
that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hey, I'm back with Cynthia, and you are a blessing to me. I always say I have the best people who listen to my show and who interact with me on Facebook social media. So I am also on Pinterest, although I can't tell you how to find me on that. But if you search for me on Pinterest, I am on there, and I am also on Google. I have a blog page, though I have to say I've been neglecting that. I did really neglect that this year. I was studying I'm working on my master in homeopathy, and I am getting ready to take my first exam January 15th. It's actually an exam that takes about a month to do, so I'll be working on that January to February, and then I'll go right back into my next section in March. So that's something that's been really exciting for me. So what are you working, what are you planning on working on this year in 2014? What is new and exciting in your life? What's on your bucket list? Because, you know, honestly, we never know when challenges are going to come up in our life that perhaps a physical challenge, and I've had plenty of those, where maybe some things that we've always wanted to do now we can no longer do and have to be crossed off our bucket list. One thing that I always wanted to do was go parasailing, which I don't dare do now because I have spinal challenges, and I have an impinged spinal cord. So any kind of sudden movement could I could suffer a severed spinal cord. Do you want to do in 2014? What things have you always yearned to do? Maybe not just in 2014, but your whole life. Really start thinking about it. We never know when our number is pulled. And I say that, in a loving and caring way. And, when our number is pulled, in other words, the day that you're called back from this physical body, back to spirit. So try to get as much done that you came here to do. And sometimes the things that you've come here to do aren't necessarily certain things that are sort of work related. It could be that skydiving is something that you've always wanted to do in your life. And that could be an experience that when you were in spirit, you wrote into your chart that you wanted to experience. So get your list together for 2014. I prefer to have a bucket list rather than a New Year's resolution. See, I don't do New Year's resolutions, so I don't even remember what it's called. Bucket list together for 2014 and start crossing some of those things off your list that you've always wanted to do. It could be something as simple as learning a new recipe or learning how to sew or so many things. There's so many things to do and to learn and to choose out there. Could just be that you want to have a relationship in your life, whatever it is. And of course, if you're like me, there's lots of things on your list of things that you want to do, see, be, do, or have. And, you know, when I say things that you want to have, it's not about accumulating the most stuff. It's about just enjoying your life, your physical life here, as much as you possibly can. And sometimes having stuff can seem like it fills a space and does accomplish some of that. But what really matters to you? Those are really the things that I like to look at to focus on rather than, like I said, a New Year's resolution. So what are some of the things you have to look forward to if you are, let's say we'll look at Capricorn. We'll start right at the top. Capricorns for 2014 have to look forward to a push of planetary alignments or energies to help you with your professional goals and push you up to the next level. So if you're a Capricorn, really focus on your professional zone this year. And You may find that old friends or old lovers come crawling out of the woodwork, especially in February this year. So Capricorns, you can some few things to look at, and also be open to letting go of ancient family patterns. It's time to shed some of that old family baggage. You don't need it anymore. It's not worth fighting over relatives or family members with the same issues year after year. So let them go. Put your foot down. Don't get participate in the drama. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just frees you from being stuck in the guilt of all that family stuff or whatever. Okay. So Capricorn, that you have that to look forward to. And just a general overview for our Aquarians out there. My son is Aquarius, and I have a lot of Aquarian friends. And Aquarius looks like it's going to be a good year for travel, philosophy, and conscious awareness. So look to really expand your mind in a sense on a spiritual level. If you can physically travel this year, 2014 will be a great year for traveling, both spiritually, physically, and mentally. It also is going to bring you an abundance of work and more work. That being said, remember to take some time out and don't overdo it. Saturn is going to be at the top of your horoscope for another year, and this only comes around 29 years, it brings with it a heavy load of responsibility. So don't be surprised if the level of dedication and determination that you've demonstrated over the last year, and you're really, Aquarians tend to be really disciplined, in which you'll see payoffs that inspires you to work even harder. That being remembered, sometimes you can also get into obsessive mental ruts and then spin yourself just, you know, mentally crazy. So really take time to take a step back if you get into that sort of position. And then we have Pisces next, which is the end of February, the beginning of March. Next year for Pisces brings about major transformation and rebirth. It'll be a big renovation project of your inner world. It could also bring major renovations in your home. But the inner work is really the place to look this year for Pisces. In the first half of the year, Pisces are going to celebrate romance, and it's going to be a pleasurable first half of the year as far as looking great. So you might want to update your wardrobe. Let's see, what else do we have going on for Pisces? Pisceans will want to, if you're in a relationship by the summer, you are going to choose to either commit or fly the coop. So that's something to think about. And it looks like you're going to have lucky and generous Jupiter in your work zone in 2014. So you'll have lots of work opportunities available, which again may bring you to the point of imbalance. So you want to be sure that that you balance your life in all areas, especially with money this year, Pisces. Make sure that you don't go around owing people money and things like that. And it, you know, it's a great year for you guys to wipe out your debt. So if you have debt, if you owe people money, then Pisces, you guys take the year and get that all sorted out. And for Aries, I always get Aries and Taurus mixed up. I always think Taurus comes first for some reason. I don't know why, but I always do. So this year for Aries is all about romance and creativity. It's going to be a theme for you guys this year, Aries, for love in your life. Remember, too, opposites attract, and the opposite of Aries is Libra. So if you have a Libra in your life, that could be a good thing. Not saying that Libra is the only sign for Aries, because, you know, there are positive things in all the signs. So try to be the best person you can be and the best partner you could possibly be in 2014, you Aries people out there. Be authentic and, you know, really figure out the balance between yourself and the other and the relationship. But you guys tend to be really romantic at heart, and you deserve to have beautiful and harmonious relationships. So that's going to be your big thing this year, is working on relationships. And, you know, you don't have to drop any fears that you have about losing your free agent status or your autonomy and hooking up with a steady partner. Because this year is a good year for you Aries people out there to get serious in a relationship. And if you're in a relationship, then, you know, rekindle it if your relationship needs to be rekindled. And for Taurus, is a year of expansion. And expansion in all areas. It's a year for you to take your power back and your life force and reinvest in yourself in a brand new you, in a brand new life. You know, remember that investing in yourself doesn't make you selfish or uncaring. It just makes you a better, stronger you. You don't want to be running on empty, because really that's what's happened over the past few years for all you Taurus people out there. You want to fill up your bucket or your basket first, and then you have more to give. And remember, it's all about balance. Balance in sleep, balance in exercise, balance in work. It's all about balance. And sometimes you have to put more focus into one area than another, because we, you know, it's hard to be balanced all the time. And but it's a good thing to sort of goal to set on. And, you know, you Taurus people tend to be, you know, hardworking and full of a lot of perseverance. So try to take the drudgery out of your work and your duty and put some enthusiasm into it. So that's a little bit on what the Taurus can look forward to. And this is just quick overviews, guys, and we only have a couple of minutes left, so I have to go through this really quickly. So Geminis are always, I don't want to say they're the most unbalanced sign, but they certainly can turn in a heartbeat. They can be smiling one minute and, you know, crying the next minute. And it looks like, though, that Geminis have some lucky money coming this year. In the first 6 months of the year, Jupiter is going to be in your money zone. So if you started stashing away some money this past year, then continue that this year. And it looks like you're going to have some good money things happening this year if you are a Gemini. And because North Node of Fate is finally leaving your work zone, and it's going into your house of love. Creativity, you guys are going to be full of creativity this year, and more than you've probably experienced in the last 20 years, if you're old enough to have the last 20 years of your life behind you. Communication and travel are going to come forward for you guys this year in 2014, but watch how you travel, watch your travel schedule, and make sure you plan it carefully, because it could be tightly packed from July on. So don't spread yourself too thin, and set your priorities straight. So again, balance no matter what sign you are this year. Oh my God, we only have 3 minutes left. I'm not going to be able to cover this all. We're going to have to do more next week. So Cancerians, I don't know what I want to call you guys, but I want to add a little something to the end of all the signs, and I don't know exactly what it is. But it looks like Cancers have really good fortune to look forward to the first 6 months of the year, as Jupiter is going to move into your neighboring sign of Leo. And, you know, your luck won't run out in the second half of the year, but it looks like you're going to have some good luck. It can be money-wise the first half of the year and so forth especially. And your money situation can improve over the summer. So if you are having some money challenges then, and you are a Cancer, then you have that to look forward to. And let's see, we're going to have to go really quick. So Leo, where are you, Leo? Leo, the sign of the lion, the roar. Hear me roar, as Katy Perry says, right? Leo, Leo is going to have a tremendous year. Leo have a rock star status year to look forward to. Your life, and especially in the second half of this year, can explode beyond your wildest dreams. So get ready, you Leos out there, because this is a cycle that only comes around every 12 years. So really take advantage of it and make sure that your verbal expression and communication this year is really clear. But look forward to a really, really amazing year. So for you Virgos out there, Virgos tend to be crazy workaholics, as I tend to be in that category. You may find that you will be in a social frenzy the first half of 2014. And you may find that in the second half of 2014, you have to rein that in because it's going to be too much socializing. Money and debt is your key theme for this year, and getting your debt balanced. So get those debts paid off, you Virgos out there. And, oh, my God, we're out of time, into the other signs. So all you, let's see, Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius, I will get to you guys next week, I promise. I love you guys. I wish I had started that section earlier. And I wish you guys a wonderful rest of 2013. I wish you a very happy new year. Be safe in all your holiday festivities over this next week or so. And I will see you guys next Thursday with more things to look forward to in 2013. Remember, find me, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I love you guys. I'm grateful that you're here in my life.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Stop to take a bow and keep moving forward and start looking towards your heart. It'll
the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world sing in chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned in purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all.
Every day I sit and pray 'cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.